Pro Savings Days are on at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, MyLowe's Pro Rewards members get an additional 5% off when you buy 5 or more select GE, Whirlpool, and Electrolux kitchen or laundry major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 123. Discount valid to MyLowe's Pro Rewards members only. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for details. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. What does ChatGPT stand for? We hear the phrase a lot. You know, it's a really powerful technology, but that acronym, what does it actually stand for? In today's podcast, we're going to talk about that. So very simply put, GPT in ChatGPT stands for Generative Pre-trained Transformer. So the term generative refers to the ability of the model to generate text, right? You're asking it questions and it's generating text. While pre-trained means that the model has been trained on a large group of text data prior to being fine-tuned for specific applications. So that's just referencing how ChatGPT was trained on a large amount of the internet, the text, different books, and different research that it was fed. And the T, transformer part, is referring to the architecture of the model, which is based on the transformer architecture. So the transformer architecture is a deep learning model that has been highly successful in a wide range of natural language processing tasks. So that makes it really well suited for language generation tasks that are being performed by ChatGPT. And interestingly enough, the transformer model is not actually that old. It was originally introduced by a man named Vaswani in 2017, among a bunch of other people that all wrote a paper called Attention is All You Need. And what's interesting is they were all researchers at Google Brain at the time of the publication. And since then, the transformer model has pretty much become the cornerstone of deep learning for natural language processing. And it's been super influential in the field, right? Obviously, if ChatGPT is based almost exclusively off of this transformer model, this has been a pretty powerful thing. And it's very interesting, too, that this came out of Google Brain, considering right now ChatGPT and Google are some of the biggest competitors. You know, ChatGPT partnering with Microsoft and going into their Bing search engine is one of the biggest, you know, threats to Google in almost 20 years. So it's a very, very interesting what's happening right now there, and we'll be watching it closely to see how this plays out in the future. If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle Podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.